You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and once again I am joined by Dom Betts, and we are here to continue our podcast series, The Football Hour, but we're doing specials on managers in the Premier League and also their clubs, how they get on this season. We turn our attention to Bournemouth, a team which has a capacity of 11,500, but they managed to stay in the Premier League. They managed to stay in the Premier League comfortably last season, Dom Betts. Are they going to stay in it again?
Looking at their transfer business, I want to say yes, but I don't know if they're doing it wisely. Are they spending too much on players? I know they've brought in some money, so yeah, it sort of makes sense, but they're not signing players I thought they would sign. They're signing very Eddie Howe type players.
Very Eddie Howe type players.
I mean, if it works, he's going to be in line to be England manager after the one who's coming in now.
I listened to Graham Hunter's big interview. Brilliant podcast if you've not listened to. Go download that on iTunes after you've listened to this. He did a special with Eddie Howe, and I cannot tell you how detailed Eddie Howe is with his players. Not in the sense of, right lads, everyone let's gather around and watch the opposite team we're going to play on the weekends. He would give booklets to players to read for a whole week about what they are going to expect from the opposite team when they turn up at Bournemouth ground at the weekend. Eddie Howe is buying players which I know will listen, who want to learn, who are young. Lewis Cook from Leeds United, Jordan Ibe from Liverpool, Emerson Hyndman from Fulham. Eddie Howe has got rid of Matt Ritchie, who got Bournemouth to the Premier League. He's let Matt Ritchie leave his team, who, we all know the money in the Premier League. If Eddie Howe really wanted to keep Matt Ritchie, they could have kept him. They could have easily afforded to keep Matt Ritchie. Bournemouth's centre-back, Tommy Elphick, has signed for Aston Villa for £3 million. They've let their captain go. Eddie Howe is not scared about bringing in new players, is he?
This business makes sense. I know Matt Ritchie, he is a good player. Don't get me wrong, he's a good winger. And there hasn't been many in the Premier League in recent history. But it made sense for him to let him go if Newcastle were willing to pay that much for him.
Newcastle paid £12 million for Matt Ritchie. Bournemouth have bought Jordan Ibe for £15 million. Here's a question. Who's got a higher ceiling? As in, who in 5 years' time is going to be the better player?
Clearly Jordan Ibe.
There we go. So it's not silly business. We talked about Bournemouth's attendance. If they sell someone for 12 and buy someone for 15, who Eddie Howe knows he can make a better player, it's not stupid business. Bournemouth can afford £15 million.
Emerson Hyman on a free transfer is one of the signings of the season.
Can you tell Bournemouth fans why, and also tell Premier League fans who are excited to see him in the top league next season, what he's like?
Emerson Hyman is the American Xavi.
Well, you're still lying to our listeners, Dom.
No, but that's the type of player he is. He's a deep line playmaker. That was in a weird Australian accent. I don't know why.
But he's the Australian Xavi.
Yeah, but he's got a great delivery of the ball.
Okay.
He's really good at intricate passing, tick-attacker sort of football. And I'm annoyed he's left us, but he's going to suit the Premier League more than he suits the Championship.
I want to say the exact same about the player Bournemouth have signed from Leeds United. Lewis Cook was quite underestimated by some Leeds United fans who like a player who tackles, which Lewis Cook does. He likes a player who scores loads of goals, gets loads of assists. Do you know what Lewis Cook used to do every single game in the Leeds midfield? He'd sprint forward with the ball, lay it off to Luke Murphy, and he'd go. We're talking a simple give and go. In the Championship, Dom's a Fulham fan, I'm a Leeds United fan, we both know, a simple give and go is not a simple give and go with a lot of players in the Championship. What happens? Lewis Cook plays the ball into Luke Murphy, expecting quick first time pass back to Lewis Cook. So the defender's gone. Lewis Cook never got that pass.
Yeah, and the thing is with the Championship, it's not about good passers of the football.
It's not. It's not
about classy footballers. It's about
running and sort of commitment and old school English football values. What Eddie Howe is doing, he is creating a modern football for English fans. If you like passing football, exciting football, I think Bournemouth is a team which are interesting next season, Dom.
One more thing, if we look at their strike force, it's quite a bit of pace there.
Yeah.
Callum Wilson,
who was sadly out for so long last year. So we've not really seen him in the Premier League yet.
Benigofobe.
Exciting lad, isn't he?
I know Ranti is rubbish, but he's still quick.
Ranti, I know nothing.
Yeah, Tequila Ranti, South African, I believe. And Joshua King, who ex-Man United. He wasn't the greatest last season, but he did a job.
Yeah. I think what you can do with these type of players, these not superstar players, Eddie Howe can give them instructions and they just go out and do it. Do you know what I mean?
And we've forgotten the likes of Max Gradle and Harry Arter in midfield as well.
Max Gradle, superb talent. He got a season-long injury right at the start of last season.
And so did Tyrone Mings, the guy that signed from Ipswich.
Yeah, so there's three players...
who are basically new signings.
Bournemouth signed 12 months ago.
Two of them. Max Gradle and Tyrone Mings.
Who are new signing. So it's exciting times. Exciting times. One area which doesn't excite me about Bournemouth is their goalkeeper. They had Boric, who used to be the Celtic keeper, who, I don't want to be harsh on you, mate, you look like you've eaten a few steak pies. Adam Federici, awful keeper, and he looks like he's eaten a few steak pies. So maybe
I
that's
genuinely
where they can improve.
The worst thing is Mignolet could walk into this team.
Yeah, could walk into it.
I think improve the goalkeeper and the centre-backs.
Well, they're going to need to bring a centre-back for their captain, who's left.
But I don't think they can change the wing-backs or the full-backs, because Simon Francis, I think he's brilliant. Well, especially in the season they went up.
No, I think he's good. Charlie Daniels, also a full-back with height, who's good in the air, good when a cross comes to the back post, he can deal with it.
And what also, if we're going back to the manager, because series is called Manager Watch, Eddie Howe, for some reason, everyone thinks of he's always a really attacking coach, but he does do well with his defenders.
He does. Solid team. It kind of makes me upset as a Leeds United fan that you see a club with a capacity of 11,500 taking Leeds United's best player for near on 10 million and signing Jordan Ive for 15 million. But that is just the state of the Premier League. If you were in a club, right, if you get a good manager, which they have in Eddie Howe, you don't know how far you can go. And that is exactly what's happened with the Football Hour on the iTunes podcast chart. So if you've not subscribed... subscribe to the Football Hour. Leave us a 5-star review. You can write whatever you want. As long as it's 5 stars, we don't mind. It can be as negative as you want in the comment. Also, follow us on Twitter. It's at the Football Hour, where all the discussion and all the podcasts get posted. Don Betts, where are Bournemouth going to finish next season? Quick.
If I'm going to go specifically, like a specific place, I'm going to say 11th.
Bournemouth.
11th.
Okay.
They're going to finish around mid-table.
Yeah, I think mid-table, which is a fantastic season once again for Bournemouth. I'd say 12th. So thank you for listening to the Football Hour. I've been Alex Mearns. That's been Don Betts.
You can listen to all our latest podcasts on our Audioboom channel. Audioboom.com/The Football Hour.